The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. On June 6th this year, 5 to 10,000 people gathered at Ground Zero, the site of the collapsed twin towers of the World Trade Center, to protest the proposed building of a Muslim mosque. To this multiracial and ethnic group, the building of a Muslim mosque on the site where over 3,000 Americans were killed by men who got their ideas from that religion would be a slap in the face of the families who lost loved ones on that tragic day. To them, it would be like if, in 1950, the Japanese had wanted to erect a statue in Pearl Harbor to their emperor, who sanctioned the attack there in December of 1941. Mr. Obama has added much fuel to this fire by pretending to be first on the side of the Muslims, then on the side of the families of the victims. It's interesting that not one major news network sent film crews to this very public event. It seems obvious there's a huge plan to turn us to globalism and remove our national sovereignty. So, what is to be Christians' attitude toward Muslims? What does the Bible have to say about this issue? Jesus said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor. Love your enemies," he said. "Do good to them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good." Our only response to Muslims, as well as all others, is to love them and with acts of kindness, which open the door to a verbal witness, tell them of the Christ, Jesus, who made them, loves them, and died and rose again for them so they can become all that He created them to be. However, just because God commands us to love them, that does not mean we are to compromise with their religious philosophy. Muslims are deceived people, and because they are deceived people, we cannot let their philosophy into our education, economic, or governmental systems. Remember, all law is just the codification of some religious belief. There are no exceptions to that truth. Muslim philosophy is built on the idea of top-down rule. Their philosophy will destroy every vestige of liberty. We are not to elect them to government or let them teach their philosophy in our schools. Because the issue here is what religion will be the basis of our law. Remember, all law is just the codification of some religious belief. Law is always based in somebody's religion. There is no such thing as secular law. And remember the words attributed to Abraham Lincoln. The philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So while we love Muslims and people of all other religions, we must adamantly refuse their ideas any right to infiltrate our educational and political systems. This is not an option if we are to stay free in America. So separating in our minds the difference in loving people and refusing their ideas in our institutions is an absolute must if we want to avoid living in a dictatorship. So where does this leave us today? We must restore biblical understanding to our children if liberty is to be preserved, while at the same time loving all who are around us. But we can't love if we don't have Christ flowing through us. Neither can we discern law unless we have Christ flowing through us. We can't live real life in this world or the next if we don't know Christ as our Master and our Deliverer. Have you changed your mind about who really owns that life that has your name attached to it? Have you bowed your knee to Jesus Christ as your Lord? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our American Heritage Seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.